Now, we move down to Psalm 87. And Psalm 87 is one of these chorus psalms. It is a psalm, I think, not for the sons of Korah, but of the sons of Korah. And it's a song, and it has to do with Zion, the city of God. And I hear people say today, I'm marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God. I don't know where they're going, but they are apparently going. And the city that we're referring to here happens to be over yonder in that land. And when we were going up, some of us in a car, and the others couldn't sing any better than I could, so it didn't sound very good, but we sang, we're marching to Zion. Only thing was, we were riding, but we were on the way, actually, to Zion. And that is where it is, by the way, over there. Now, notice what he says here. His foundation is in the holy mountains. And we are finding that's where it is, by the way, over there. That's where the government of the world will be. That is what the Word of God says. For instance, in Zechariah 2:10 and 11, sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord, and many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and shall be my people. Now, again, we're still in this section that's known as the Leviticus section, and the tabernacle and temple are the very heart of it. Listen to verse 2. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. What a picture it is. He says, I'll make mention of Rahab and Babylon. I think that's a very interesting expression because Rahab means pride and Babel means confusion. And all the pride and confusion of the world is coming to naught. O God of hosts, forget us not. Remember us, even in these days. And all of that will be remembered, but just a mention made of it. And then this is going to be a city, and this is very interesting to me, that when the world comes up against Jerusalem, the Lord comes, there's going to be a conversion at that time of quite a few nations. And have you ever noticed the nations that are mentioned there? And it says here in verse 4, I will make mention of Rahab, Babylon, to them that know me, behold, Philistia and Tyre, with Ethiopia. This man was born there. The Ethiopian was born there. This is all very interesting, because when the gospel started down the highways of this world, when it left Jerusalem, the first convert that is given to us is the Ethiopian eunuch. This man was born now, born again. But this has reference to that future day. And I believe the entire nation of Ethiopia will be converted at that time. Verse 5, and of Zion it shall be said, this and that man were born in her. There'll be other nations there, and the highest himself shall establish her. That will be the capital of this earth. The Lord shall count when he writeth up the people that this man was born there. There'll be quite a few that'll turn to the Lord in that day. They'll recognize they were deceived by Antichrist.